Quick question for Judy. Hartman, Hartman, December 2nd, 1950. Address as a letter to Dr. Jinu, JINU 7751640. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Jinu, follow up for Mrs. Hartman with prior chronic kidney disease associated to diarrhea from inflammatory bowel disease. Last visit was in February. She follows University of Michigan. Recent trial of budesonide with significant improvement of the symptoms. They believe present biological treatment with Remicade, R-E-M-I-C-A-D-E, has lost efficacy and they are planning to do an alternative treatment pending approval with insurance. Right now, some nausea but no vomiting. Abdominal pain, always an issue. Diarrhea improve, keeping hydration, no blood melanin. Has also frequency nocturia, urgency incontinence, which is chronic. Incontinence mostly on sneezing and coughing. No gross edema, ulcers, no claudication symptoms. Has received intravenous iron. Other review system right now is negative. I review all medications. I want to highlight thyroid, cholesterol, Neurontin, potassium replacement, biological treatment, blood pressure bisoprolol, takes Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A, antidepressants. Pressing weight 103, no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no gross abdominal distension, bowel sounds pressing and increase, no major edema, blood pressure by nurse 128/60. Next paragraph. Chemistry from May, creatinine was 1.25, which is baseline for her for a GFR of 46. Minor decreased sodium, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Stable anemia, 11.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, is stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. Continue hydration. Gastroenterologist adjusting medications for inflammatory colitis. Presently, no volume overload, pericarditis, encephalopathy. Stable anemia, stable low sodium, other chemistries stable. Come back on the next 1 year or early as needed.